Jesus came to give us abundant life, overflowing life. When I was a little boy, I used to like to take the Coke bottles and you shake them up and they build up pressure and then you pop the lid with a bottle opener. Remember those days? And the Coke would spray all over the place. I thought that was so much fun, but that's the idea of an abundant life, an overflowing life through Christ.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We're in Luke chapter 19. We're dealing with a man by the name of Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a chief tax collector. The Bible says that Jesus was passing through Jericho. And then Zacchaeus sought to see who Jesus was, but he couldn't see him because the people were in the way. And my friend, there'll be many things that will try to distract you from seeing Jesus. But Zacchaeus climbed up a sycamore tree. He did something about it. My friend, you can do something about it also. Don't let anybody or anything hinder you from seeing Jesus in your life. Zacchaeus was a tax collector. He cheated people. He was a liar. He was a deceiver. In fact, he took advantage of good people. He was a crook. All this we know. But see, Jesus saw something past all of that, and that was this: a soul that was in need of salvation. You see, Zacchaeus was all of these things, but he was also somebody that was empty, somebody that was searching. You see, my friend, there are millions just like him today. They're empty on the inside in their heart. They're lonely and they're hurting. And maybe that's you. Maybe you tuned into this program and you think it was an accident, but really God has a divine purpose for your life. And maybe right now you're listening to this and you're hurting, you're lonely, you're empty, and you're wondering what is the purpose and the meaning of life. In fact, there are people that sometimes even contemplate taking their own life because they feel they have no purpose to live. My friend, I can say this, there is a purpose for you to live, and God has that purpose for you. So don't give up. Don't lose hope. Don't quit. I'm telling you right now, the answer, and that is Jesus Christ. It's the answer for Zacchaeus. It's the answer for you. It's the answer for me. And it's the answer for multiple millions. Praise God. There are many, I believe, that are in Satan's grip as we speak. They're in bondage, captive by sin, captive by drugs and by alcohol and even immorality. Sin, that's right. The Bible says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But Jesus came for what? To set the captive free, to deliver men from the bondages of sin. In other words, to deliver you, that you might live in total and complete victory in Jesus Christ. I love what the Bible says. Jesus said, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. Then Jesus said this, but I have come that they may have life and they may have it more abundantly. That word abundantly means overflowing life, above and beyond life, if you will. It's like you take a Coke bottle and you shake it up and then you pop the lid and it sprays all over the place. Well, that's what he's talking about. We can have that kind of abundant, overflowing life, that life of Christ that lives inside of our heart. His love, his joy, his peace, his grace. My grace, God's grace is sufficient. Hallelujah. Why did Jesus come? What was his mission? Well, I'll tell you why. He came for you. That's right. You. He came for souls. And you're a soul that he came for. And he died at Calvary's cross that you might be saved. This is why the church is here today. To help men find their way. To help people that are bound and oppressed by Satan's grip. To preach Christ crucified, risen, and coming again. He came, my friend, for you.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.